Moberly Spartan Basketball is on AM 1230 Quix. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, stay tuned for exciting play-by-play on your sports leader and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for Spartan Basketball on Quix.
Hello and welcome to Moberly High School. It's a North Central Missouri Conference matchup. Hannibal Pirates in town to take on Moberly. When many games have been postponed due to the icy conditions, we will play on a game that was scheduled last night, postponed. The parking lots are pretty clear. And so come on out if you're in the area. Enjoy some basketball in the warmth of the gym, or sit back and enjoy the broadcast on both Quix AM 1230, 92.5 FM, and also simulcasting tonight on Crest. The Moberly Lady Spartans hoping the third time is a charm. They've lost twice to the Lady Pirates of Hannibal, 50-44 at Hannibal on December 11th. And then after the holidays at the Warrenton Tournament, minus two starters, the Lady Spartans lost to Hannibal 41-33. The Lady Pirates are under the direction of first-year head coach Evan Servin, a Bowling Green High School graduate who went on to play college football at Truman State University. He's done a nice job. Lady Pirates are 4-1. They're 9-6. And this is one of those key games as far as seeding for the district tournament, which Hannibal will host. The district seeding will take place this weekend. So the Lady Pirates trying to put another mark on their resume. The Lady Spartans are 3-2 in the conference, 12-7 overall. When we continue a visit with the two head coaches, we'll get our pregame interviews started in 30 seconds on Quix and Crest and centralmoinfo.com.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Here on Quix, centralmoinfo.com, getting ready for NCMC action here at Moberly High School. And tonight they'll welcome in the Hannibal Lady Pirates for the third time this season. And Evan Servin is the first-year coach of the Hannibal Lady Pirates. All right, Coach, you guys are 9-6. What's been the secret to the Lady Pirates' success here in year number one of your tenure?
You know, with our new coaching staff and our new players, we're really trying to change the culture that's been associated with Lady Pirates basketball. And, you know, I think we've done that tremendously well. You know, going out every night, giving our best effort, giving our best intensity, and just playing the basketball game fast, you know. And we have the athletes to play really fast, and I think that's what's been contributing to our success this year.
You got a lot of youth on this team, plus a splash of some upperclassmen. How has that gelled overall throughout the year?
You know, with our changing of culture in the beginning of the season, you know, last year we were kind of heavily handed on a couple players, and now, you know, at this point in the season, we have a lot of contributors offensively and defensively. So if someone's having an off night, you know, the rest of the team will rally around that and pick it up. So we're not all, you know, throwing away every game if we don't have one person scoring a lot for us.
Again, Evan Servin, Hannibal Lady Pirate coach, joining us here on QuickCentralMoInfo.com. Tell me a little bit about the Falconer sisters, Kaylee the junior and Bella the freshman. What do they bring for you?
You know, they have great on-court chemistry. You know, I've been watching a lot of our game film, getting our stats together and everything like that. And, you know, more times than not, they know where each other are, and they're able to pass to one another and score, you know, quick shots. So that's always exciting to see on game day. But both of them love to compete. They go after steals. They go after rebounds. And, you know, nothing really stops them from getting to the basketball.
Let's talk a little bit about the Moberly Lady Spartans tonight. Third time you guys are meeting, and you've won both the matchups. How have you guys had success against them?
Well, you know, we just try to play each and every game as hard as we can. And Moberly's got a great great ball club over there, so you know, we have to be ready with our energy and our effort and making sure we have our eyes right on offense and on defense.
Evan Servant, Lady Pirate coach, joining us here on QuickCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Not a problem, and we'll catch up with Lady Spartan coach Tony Vestal next on Quicks.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com, catching up with Lady Spartan coach Tony Vestal as they're getting ready for the Hannibal Lady Pirates. All right, coach, what do you like about the win over Battle Friday night that you hope to carry over to tonight?
I just thought it was a kind of a gritty performance by us. I thought our girls played really hard. I think Battle's a really athletic team that we haven't seen a team quite that athletic really this year. And you know, they had some problems. Had some big girls inside that could give us some issues, and I just thought we did a lot of good things and defensively and rebounding to give us a chance to win that game.
One of the things that we saw in that game Friday night that we rarely see from the teams you coached is a little bit of a zone defense. Take us through a little bit just in liaison terms, the approach of having a little bit of zone to the defense now.
Yeah, it's another thing that another team has to prep for us, and it kind of team with limited shooters, we were able to locate where their shooter was and then kind of take away their inside, them being able to score from the inside. So, we got a little bit of size inside as well, and we could put Flood on the top with their length, and it kind of just kind of shortens the floor up for other teams. So, it makes them have to work a little bit and kind of communicate offensively and know what kind of defense we're in, whether we're in man or zone too.
Tony Vestal, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. All right, taking a look at your opponent tonight, that would be the Hannibal Pirates. Last time you guys faced them was back up in Hannibal back in December, and I know it was a tough go at certain times offensively for you. What's going to be key in meeting number two?
Actually, this would be meeting number three.
Check
we
that.
Played them in the Warrington tournament as well. Flood did not play that game. But the first time we played up there, we weren't very good defensively. We gave up 50 points, I think. And that's just not who we are. You know, if we're going to win games, our opponents are going to be in the low 40s and 30s is what we kind of shoot for. I didn't think that we played very hard the first time we played them up there. And Hannibal's done a nice job. The new coach, Eric, he's done a great job. And they're going to play man-to-man defense. And they kind of got into us a little bit. And we really didn't react very well against that. So, you know, we're excited for the challenge here the second time through. And it has some big district implications, I think.
Yeah, no question about that. Tony Vestal, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here on QuickCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, always appreciate the time and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll tip off meeting number three between Moberly and Hannibal. As Coach Vestal alluded to, a lot of district implications on the line. It's next on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Hannibal and Moberly, varsity doubleheader coming up, brought to you by AK's Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission and Auto Repair, Domino's Pizza, First State Community Bank, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, and we'll have other sponsors when we continue on our pregame coverage from Moberly High School. We'll do it in 90 seconds on Quicks and Crescent, centralmoinfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Show a little love by treating your family with Domino's hand-tossed or thin-crust heart-shaped one-topping pizza for just $9.99 for carryout only. That's right, a heart-shaped one-topping pizza, only $9.99 with carryout, or select from the mix-and-match menu for just $5.99 each, which includes medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twists, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Order online at Domino's.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Other sponsors, KB Tire and Auto, Moberly Motors, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, and Thomas Motors, all of Moberly. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online in Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Brad Boyer with you, and let's introduce you to the starting lineups for Coach Evan Servin and the Hannibal Lady Pirates. It will be Kaylee Falconer, a 5'11 junior, who averages 8 points per game. Also in the starting lineup is Carrie Barai, a 5'10 senior, 7 points per game. Taylor Sims, a 5'5 sophomore, 4 points per game. Bella Falconer, sister of Kayla Falconer, 5'9 freshman, leads a team with a double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds, and Autumn Bigsby, a 6'1 senior, 7 points, 7 rebounds. For Moberly, Sydney Flood, senior, 13.6 points per game, 5 rebounds. Mary Billington, a junior, averaging a team-high 15.4 points per game. Michaela Payne, a junior, 3 points per game. Alicia Oliver, a junior, 4.7 points, team-leading 6 rebounds per game. And Sydney Boffman, a senior, 5.5 points, 6 rebounds per game. We're underway. Hannibal in their black uniforms with the basketball, traveling right to left as we see it up top at Moberly High School. White numerals outlined in red, red down the side of their black uniforms. Here's a drive down the right side of the key and a bank shot high off the window and good for Barai, 5'10 senior. Puts Hannibal on top first. Lady Spartans in their home whites, and it's Flood pitching it off to Boffman. A cross-key pass, Billington isolated, right side, drives it to the right side of the basket, and rises up and is fouled. So Billington will head to the line. Tony Sloan with an early call on Taylor Sims. The free throw is up and good by Billington, 75% from the charity stripe. Hannibal won the JV girls game 27-23. Free throws both good. We're tied. Lady Spartans will extend their defense to three quarters court. And Bigsby will toss back to her guard Falconer. Now center of the floor to Barai. Back to Falconer. To Falconers on the floor. This is Kaylee yo-yoing the dribble. Give it up to Bigsby. Swing it around to Barai. Now inside, post up left block. Shot by Bella Falconer. No. A rebound and a kick out. Sims for three, no. And a third try, and Falconer, Kaylee, scores. Hannibal on top 4-2. Offensive rebounds there. Nets Hannibal, 2 points, 6:41 to play first quarter. Flood comes up to catch, got that big brace on her left knee. She didn't play in the second game in Hannibal, and a driving attempt, and they call traveling. So wave off the hoop. Tony Vesta will ask what the official saw. Good to see Kenny Seifert here tonight with the Missouri State High School Activities Association, former Moberly Activities Director. Here's a challenge shot, no good. Might have been partially blocked, and Payne brings it left to right, driving it to the hole. Comes up short on the scoop shot, taken by Bella Falconer. Up the floor to Barai. Barai with a hoop already. A cross key pass to Sims. Now back up top it comes. Swing it around the arc to Barai. Top of the key, left alone Sims. Flood guarding her. Now it's Kayla Falconer. In the corner to Barai. Back to Falconer. Near wing it comes to Sims. Left side of the key to the circle. Pitches it off to Kayla Falconer. Now it's Barai with it. Moberly playing man-to-man defense, trailing 4-2. Now work at left side of the floor, and a shot put up by Barai. Caroms off, no. Flood with a rebound. The Lindenwood signee brings it ahead. Still trying to get her legs under her, figuring out that brace in the knee and what she can do and what she can't do after suffering the injury in December. Payne out near the volleyball stripe passes it off to Boffman, deep right side. Flood rolls through. Now give it back to Payne at the point. High post delivery, knocked away and stolen by Hannibal. Not good spacing, not a good pass. Lady Pirates break the other way. Shot attempt good by Barai. Turnover results in 2 points in the 6-2 Hannibal lead. Billington will cross the midcourt stripe. Gives it off to Flood, 30 feet away. A couple of Lady Spartans ready to check in. 4:47 to play first quarter. Flood to the left side of the floor. A cross key pass to Payne, works to the right side of the hoop, floats it up, no good. Bella Falconer with the rebound to Kaylee Falconer. Right wing three by Sims, comes up short. Offensive rebound and a foul is called on Oliver, and the Lady Spartans are not boxing out. Hannibal already with three offensive rebounds. And you pay the price when you don't get to the offensive glass. You pick up a foul. Free throw missed by Bella Falconer. Payne and Oliver will check out. Lauren Koenig, Jr. checks in, averaging 3.5 points per game. And Sydney Martin, a senior, checks in. Free throw rainbows in for Bella Falconer. 7-2 start for Hannibal. 4:25 to play first quarter. Billington dribbling out at the division line, and it poked momentarily by Sims. Now regaining control is Billington. To Koenig beyond the arc left side, right in front of a standing head coach, Evan Servin, and the Hannibal bench. Koenig being pressured hard, throws it away. Here come the Lady Pirates trying to change over and make it a two-point trip. It's good on the lay-in by Bigsby, and a timeout taken by Tony Vestal. 9-2 Hannibal. We'll return to Moberly High School in 30 seconds.
My grandpa, Ralph Seidenstricker, started his first tractor dealership 75 years ago. Now we're proud to be by your side with 13 Missouri family-owned and operated John Deere locations. Come in February 4th through February 9th for customer appreciation discounts and specials. Also, it's the last week to schedule your winter service package for free pickup and delivery. Thanks for your support for the past 75 years. Visit any of our Seidenstricker's 13 locations or online at Seidenstrickers.com.
Ends 2/9/2019. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Lady Spartans look like they haven't been in school all week, which is the case, but they've come out sloppy, and Hannibal up 9-2. Billington fires it out of the post across court to Koenig. Koenig, an open three, and it dances and drops. Lady Spartans needed that one. Good timeout taken. Koenig with the three. That's certainly her strength as a Lady Spartans, that long ball. 9-5 our score, 3:23 to play. Here's a lob in the post, some weak side help, a little late getting there, and Bella Falconer knocks it in. 11-5 Lady Pirates. Billington crosses over and drives to the hoop, is checked and fouled on the way in by Sims. And that is her second foul, so Coach Servin will bring her out of the game. Checking in, Sydney Hart, a 5'6 sophomore, averaging 7 off the bench. Flood near the hash mark, into the backcourt to Koenig. Two fouls on Hannibal, one on Moberly, first quarter action. 3 minutes to play. Billington lofts it across court. Koenig is open off a screen, and two in a row from distance. Brings the Lady Spartans to within three. Nice screen set, I believe, by Martin there to seal off the right side of the floor. And Koenig dropped it down. Hannibal will try to answer back from beyond the arc. A miss, knocked away from Koenig, out of bounds. It'll be Moberly basketball, the miss by Barai. Hannibal will host the district, bringing back the old band. NCMC teams back together. Kirksville's in that district. And some schools from the east side. Borgia and Warrenton in the district. But Hannibal would be the host. Still a few weeks away. Flood comes up to receive. A jab step. Now puts it on the floor. Behind the back dribble to the elbow. Leaves for Boffman. Top of the circle. 2 minutes to play. Boffman down the left side, tripped up and fouled. And this is going to be on Hart. And Boffman to the free throw line, looking for her first point. Just under 64% on the season, and sails that one through. Lady Spartans last played 1 week ago, played Friday against Battle, and they are able to squeak out a 37-33 win. Free throw good. 11-10 Lady Pirates, so Moberly back in it after trailing 9-2. 1:54 to play, opening frame. Free throw line, Bigsby kick it outside, three ball missed. Boffman couldn't control the rebound. It will stay with Hannibal. Moberly lost to Monroe City recently, 78-46. And Hannibal turns it over. The inbounder had not established herself inbounds, and the pass came right back to her. So the Lady Spartans take over the basketball with a chance to go on top for the first time. Billington off a Flood screen to the left side, hands it off to Martin. Martin hands it off to Flood, an open three straight on off the back iron. Had a good look at it. Hannibal with the rip and run. Falconer toss it ahead to her sister, Kaylee, to Bella, and a foul. Suppose they've done that in the back driveway much. And Bella Falconer to the free throw line. The foul on Flood is her first free throw missed. Bella Falconer averaging a double-double, 60% from the line. She's missed a couple already. Boffman is out. Oliver checks in for Moberly. Free throw, good. And a timeout taken by Evan Servin and the Hannibal Lady Pirates leading 12-10, 1:22 to play first quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. High school basketball on Quicks Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
It's an interesting matchup because Moberly, if they can win, will pull even with Hannibal in the conference standings. The two teams will have split conference games. And the seed meeting will be this weekend. Here's Billington inside to Oliver and fouled. Lady Pirates kind of got lost out of the timeout defensively, and Oliver was wide open in the middle of the lane. Billington found her, and a foul is called on Kaylee Falconer. Free throw by the junior Oliver is good. Fourth foul on Hannibal this quarter. And this for the tie, good. 12-12. We were tied at 2, and then Hannibal went up 9-2. So it's a 10-3 run for the Lady Spartans. 1 minute to play first quarter. Top of the key with it is Hart. Lady Spartans appear to have shifted into a zone defense. We'll check it out. They played some zone against Battle. Here's a three left side. Good by Hart. Right between the eyes. 15-12. 38 seconds to play. Lady Pirates back on top. Billington will work the dribble toward the hoop, then fan it outside to Payne. Gives it up to Flood. Back to Payne. Works to the circle. Across court to Koenig. Give it up to Payne right high. In the post to Flood. Near the right block. Encounters two defenders. Lost the handle. Lady Pirates with it. 17 seconds left. Kaylee Falconer to Bigsby. Near corner. A three by Barai. No good. Tipped into the air and a foul is called. That's an example of Flood in that knee. Just not willing to get off the floor a lot right now. Just not trusting that knee. So it's more standing at about 6'6", trying to get the rebound, and the Hannibal players jumping over the top. But they get the foul. 7 seconds left. Billington crosses midcourt with five. Billington, left-handed dribble. Across court. Koenig is open at the end of the first, but can't find the range. And Hannibal leads 15-12 after one quarter of play. We'll return to Moberly High School in 1 minute on Quicks, KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM Cairo, and Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly. Back in a minute.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
It's Moberly basketball to start the second quarter, trailing 15-12. Billington, Boffman, Flood, Payne, and Koenig for the Lady Spartans. Pick and pop. Sydney Flood for three. Missed it strong. Rebound over the top. Bella Falconer, and she'll lead the break the other way. Numbers aren't there. Bigsby takes the pass. Top of the key to a new player, Allie Hull. 5'5 sophomore. Into the game, and Hull will play it off to Hart. Across the front, Bigsby. Beyond the arc left side with the basketball is Barai. Top of the key now to Hartz. Just underway, second quarter action. First of two varsity games on the radio and CentralMoInfo.com. A lot of games postponed again tonight. Here's a lob pass over the top. Shot missed by Falconer. Mobley comes up with it. Payne crosses over it into the front court to Koenig. She'll let it fly. Right side three. Good. We're tied at 15. And Koenig has come off the bench and hit three triples here in the first half. Standing dribble out front is Hall. Bounce it off to Bigsby, top of the circle. Back to Hall. Lady Spartans double team and they take it away. Billington will spin the dribble up the floor. Drive it to the arc. Pitch it off to Flood. Flood works left side of the hoop with a right side try. No. Bigsby with the rebound. So Hannibal not letting Moberly, at least to this point, take over the lead. But we are tied for the third time. Bigsby straight on three. That's going to be an air ball and not able to be saved. No, it is saved, but to the Lady Spartans. 6:14 to play first half. Payne will push it up the floor. The pass to Flood on the Spartan logo. Inside Boffman pivots, banks it, missed it. Lady Pirates with it. Hull into the front court. Fires a pass to Barai. Top of the key, it's Hart. Now around to Barai, and they work it inside to Falconer, who lays it in with the left hand. 17-15, Lady Pirates back on top. Falconer has 6 points. Payne, as it pokes away, retrieves it near the division line, right in center circle to Billington. The blue circle with the red M. Billington now passes off to Koenig in the corner. Payne, drop it inside. Boffman will muscle it up and in. We're tied at 17. Four for Boffman. 5:17 to play, first half. Kirksville and Fulton were supposed to play in the NCMC. They were postponed till Monday. Mexico had a non-con game with Highland. That was called off. Here's a shot, free throw line missed by Bigsby. Flood over the top, rips it away to Billington. Billington will dribble it through the center circle to the top of the key, gives it on a bounce to Payne. Back door to Flood with a right hand rejected, and a foul is called on Bigsby. That'll be her first. And the team sixth. Flood will go to the line looking for her first point of the game. And it's good. Through the knee injury, her free throw percentage hadn't suffered, 82%. Both teams will sub one. Martin in for Payne on the Moberly side. Barai is out for Hannibal, and Kaylee Falconer back in. Free throw good. This is the first lead for the Lady Spartans, 19-17. 4:47 to play, first half action. Bigsby fires it to Hull, left corner. Back up top to Hart. Around the arc to Kaylee Falconer to Bigsby. Left baseline inside the arc. Hull will try. No. Only Lady Spartans around the hoop, and Flood gathers in the rebound. She'll dribble it left to right. Working to the top of the circle. Pitch it off to Billington for the three. No good. Rebound Bella Falconer. She's a double-double machine for the Lady Pirates. 9-6 coming in. Lady Spartans 12-7. Lady Spartans, I believe, they've got the best record of all the district teams. Now, they're not going to end up as the top seed. Here's an air ball from outside by Hull, gathered in by Koenig. Koenig pounds the dribble as she motors up the floor to Boffman right side. Works to the lane, lefty up, no and a foul. Two-shot opportunity for the senior post. And the second foul on Hart. So the Lady Spartans in the bonus. The rest of the first half, this will be a two-shot opportunity. First, no good. This game on Quicks and Crest brought to you in part by AK's Guns and Ammo and CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, both of Moberly. Free throw missed. We stay at 19-17. Moberly's first lead of the half. In the corner to Hull. Bounce it off to Hart. Left of the circle. Now reverse it right side of the floor to hold to Bigsby between the rings. Reverse it left side and the three by Hart. That's an air ball. Saved in by Billington to Flood. She'll pass it to Martin, streaking to the hole. Couldn't finish right side. Hannibal will change over the other way. Pass it off to Kaylee. Falconer works in deep and lost it out of bounds. Back to Moberly, 3:17 left. It's Jersey night for the Mob across the way. That's their theme. Hart will check out, and Taylor Sims back in for Coach Servin. Billington creeps it across midcourt. Just very slowly walks it across. Now off to Flood, who peels off right side. Inside to Boffman. Pass too tall. Out of bounds. Turnover. Both teams not in school today, or both teams' respective schools not having any classes today. Sometimes that's hard to get the energy going early in a game. Here's a three by Bigsby. That pops off the iron. No good. Flood with a rebound. She'll dribble it ahead. 2:38 left. Pass it off Billington. Quick crossover to the hoop. Missed the lefty layup. Rebounded by Bella Falconer. The Lady Pirates change over. Here's a drive by Kaylee Falconer and an offensive foul called as Boffman took the contact. And that'll be the second on Kaylee Falconer. Check that. Third foul on Kaylee Falconer, so she'll have to come out. The second leading scorer for the Lady Pirates. And Hart back in for Hannibal. 19-17, Moberly, 2:22 left. Player control foul, no free throws. Crossover, Billington to the lane. Pitch it off to Payne, left arc. Across key pass to Koenig. Give it up to Payne. In the post, Flood. Back to the basket and over the top. A foul on Bigsby's, her second. And the Lady Pirates are digging into some foul trouble. And Flood will go to the charity stripe, where she hit her first two attempts. Bigsby has two. Hart has two. Sims has two. Kaylee Falconer has three. Swish. Lady Spartans have scored the last 5 points to take the lead. Make it the last six. Nothing but net, 21-17, 2:07 to play. Jogging it across the timeline is Hull. To Bigsby, near side to Sims. Cut off left baseline, throws it away. Flood picks it off, and the Lady Spartans will try to continue this run. Flood, backdoor pass, Billington lays it in. Flood gets the assist, Billington to the hoop. Billington the hoop, and that's eight in a row for Moberly, and a timeout for the Lady Pirates, 23-17, 1:42 to play first half. We'll return in 1 minute.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Lady Pirate basketball trying to stop this Moberly push. Eight in a row. Moberly up six. Three by Hull right side. No good. Rebound Payne. She'll turn the dribble up the floor across the midcourt circle. Now pull it up. Now we'll accelerate the dribble toward the hoop. Tripped up and fouled. Oh, they're going to call traveling. Not a foul call, but a turnover. Foul count is 9-2 in favor of Moberly. Part of it is the Lady Spartans have been aggressive to the basket. But that time, traveling the call instead of a foul. Bigsby, a cross-key pass to Hull. Top of the key now to Hart. Gives it off. Bigsby left wing. Boy, the Lady Pirates starting to settle for threes. Inside, Falconer with a rebound. Could not score. Might have been partially blocked. Lady Spartans very aware of Bella Falconer. Here's a drive by Flood. Shovels it up and in. It's a 10-0 run and an 8-point lead for the Lady Spartans. First field goal for Flood. Driving at left baseline, cut off Sims. Nowhere to go with it, turns it over. Boy, Hannibal has hit a rut. And the Lady Spartans are going to play for the last shot. They'd like to take a double-digit lead into the locker room. Hannibal led this game 9-2 early. Billington at the Spartan logo will center the basketball with 10 seconds to go. Gets a Flood screen. Billington to the corner, rises up from the left baseline, no good. Hull with a rebound, two with one from midcourt. I don't think she shot it in time. They're going to wave it off, didn't score it anyway. And the Lady Spartans finish the first half, scoring the last 10 points and lead it 25-17. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. We'll come back with your first half totals. It's high school basketball on KWIX, AM Mobley, KWIX, FM Cairo, Superstation Crest, KRES Mobley, and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Show a little love by treating your family with Domino's hand-tossed or thin-crust heart-shaped one-topping pizza for just $9.99 for carryout only. That's right, a heart-shaped one-topping pizza, only $9.99 with carryout, or select from the mix-and-match menu for just $5.99 each, which includes medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twists, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Order online at Domino's.com.
Started off in favor of Hannibal, but it ended in Moberly's favor, 25-17 after one half of play. 2-2 at the start, and the Lady Pirates scored seven in a row to go on top, 9-2. Tony Vestal with a well-spent timeout, and his Lady Spartans maybe got a little fire lit under him. It ended up being 15-12 after one quarter of play, and the Lady Pirates scored 2 points in that second quarter, while the Lady Spartans scored the last 10 and 13 overall. individual scoring. Lauren Koenig kind of keyed the rally by the Lady Spartans in the second quarter as she had three three-pointers, 9 points. 6 for Sydney Flood, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 4 for Mary Billington, couple of free throws and a bucket. Sydney Boffman with 4 points, 2 free throws and a field goal. And Alicia Oliver had 2 free throws. For Hannibal, Bella Falconer with 6 to lead the way, 2 buckets and 2 of 4 from the line. 4 points for Barai, 3 points for Hart off the bench, Bigsby with 2, and Kaylee Falconer with 2. Fouls an issue for Hannibal in the first half. Kaylee Falconer with 3, Sydney Hart with 2, Autumn Bigsby with 2, and Taylor Sims with 2, and the Lady Spartans only had 2 total fouls. 25-17 Moberly after one half of play. We'll have more coverage from Moberly Senior High School here at the half right after this 2-minute timeout.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
This game on Quicks and Crest and CentralMoInfo.com brought to you by AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Domino's Pizza, First State Community Bank, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, Moberly Motors by KB Tire and Auto, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, and by Thomas Motors, all of Moberly. By Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And by Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. And a reminder after the game, we'll name our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency of Moberly. In JV games played earlier tonight, it was a Hannibal sweep. Hannibal JV girls won 27-23. And over at the middle school, the Hannibal JV boys won 60-46. Of course, after this one, we'll have the varsity boys game for you. Lady Spartans lead at 25-17. And we will have second half action coming up in 1 minute on Quicks and Crests at CentralMoInfo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Tomorrow night, or actually tomorrow basketball-wise, tomorrow afternoon, the Truman teams will host the Quincy Hawks. We'll have it for you on Crest 1245. Mizzou will host Texas A&M tomorrow. We'll have that one for you on Kirk. I think that's a 2 o'clock pregame. And the Greyhounds at Indian Hills tomorrow, Quicks AM and FM, starting at 6:50. We are underway, Hannibal basketball. And we've got a loose ball scramble. Ball squirts out of bounds. Officials will confer. We'll stay with the Lady Pirates. Looks like Hannibal's starters are in. The two Falconers, Barai, Sims, and Bigsby. Hannibal starters, Flood, Billington, Payne, Oliver, Boffman. Lady Spartans go to a 3-2 zone. Bigsby traveled with a basketball along the baseline. So a little different look from Moberly out of the chute. Get a turnover, and they'll look to build on their 10-0 run that ended the first half. Flood from the near side Spartan logo, top of the key to Oliver. Hands it off to Flood, working left to right. Now a cross-key pass intercepted by Bigsby. And the lanky 6-1 post player dribbles into the front court. Now we have a loose ball scramble on a deflected pass. Lady Pirates come up with it. They're wearing their road black uniforms here, Moberly High School. Here's a drive from the left corner, just shy of the lane. A shot pushed up, partially blocked. Barai with the attempt, out of bounds, and give it to the Lady Spartans. Looking forward to the boys' matchup, two of the top scorers in the area. Braden Wietrich and Desi Jones ready to lead their two teams to battle. Here's a floater up, missed by Flood. The Lady Pirates have it. Who's going to score first, second half? Barai being guarded by Payne. Toss it top of the key to Falconer. Near wing, Sims will try. That's no good. Again, the Lady Spartans form a triangle around the hoop, and Boffman with a rebound. Crosses the division line to the top of the key. Give it off to Billington, works it on the dribble, left baseline, out of bounds, will stay with the Lady Spartans. It'll be Payne to inbound. To a cutting Billington, poked away, loose. Flood comes up, picks up the loose change, now faces up beyond the arc. Across court and off the hands of Boffman, out of bounds. Neither team has scored yet. Third quarter, 6:05 to play. Kaylee Falconer will give it up to Sims. Now it's Bigsby beyond the arc, right side of the floor, between the circles to Falconer. Give it off to Barai. Now left corner it goes to Sims. Left block to Barai. Kick it outside. Three for Sims. That's too strong. Offensive rebound. Bigsby lost the handle. Oliver has it. Boy, the Lady Spartans are really sinking in the lane, not allowing Hannibal to get it to Bella Falconer. Billington brings it out near mid-circle and will pound the dribble there. Now will accelerate the dribble toward the baseline to the hoop and finds an alley to drive for two, and it's a 10-point lead. Billington with six and a 12-0 run. Boy, Hannibal has not scored in a while. I did not write the time when they got to 17, but I'm guessing almost a full quarter without a point. Here's Bigsby from the right baseline, and that ends the drought with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Second hoop for Autumn Bigsby. I bet they win a full quarter without scoring. And they had 9 points in a blink in this game. And there's a Moberly turnover. Koenig, who hit three threes in that first half, re-enters. Payne is out. Oliver will check out. And Audrey Gaines, senior, will check in for the first time for the Lady Spartans. Moberly drops into the zone. Kaylee Falconer will try to bust it. An air ball from the left wing, saved into Koenig. She'll dribble it ahead herself. Now off to Billington, coming up the right side. Crosses over to the circle. Pulls up the dribble, gives back to Flood. 4:16 to play, third quarter, timeout Tony Vestal. Not much was happening good there in the half-court set. He burns a timeout. We'll return to Moberly High School in 30 seconds.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
It'll be Billington to inbound right near the Lady Spartan bench, far side. Both teams have scored two in this low-scoring third quarter, nearing the midway point. Koenig, deep right side, got a dribble to use. Now Will, just avoiding the five-second call to Billington, pinned near the sideline, trying to avoid a double team, works out near mid-circle. Cut off, give it off to Koenig. Koenig picks up the dribble, throws a loose pass, and it's intercepted by Bigsby. Three on two. Bigsby will take it herself to the hole and is fouled on the arm. Not in the act of shooting. Foul is the first on Billington. Moberly, I think, has only committed three fouls for the entire game. Here's Falconer, wedged out position for the inbounds pass. And she scores. That was too easy. She's got 8 of the 21 points. Hannibal down 6. 3:39 left. Bella Falconer has not had nearly enough touches if you're a Hannibal fan listening in. Here is Flood at the elbow. Boffman wheel it across court to Billington. A jab step and a 3. Good. 30-21. Lady Spartans get a little separation after Hannibal had scored back-to-back hoops. 3:14 to play. Bigsby across the lane. Falconer now to Sims. Drives it, kicks it. Bigsby for three, and she drains it. 30-24. Hannibal answers right back. 3 minutes to play. Flood takes it to the left baseline. Dumps it inside. Gaines against contact. Almost got the bucket. Will go to the line to try to earn her points. Foul on Bigsby, and that is her third. Second Hannibal player to pick up a third foul. And Gaines' free throw too short. New player in for Hannibal is Jade Thomas, a 5'11 freshman. Bigsby will check out. Boffman out for Moberly. Payne is in. And now Hart in for the Lady Pirates. They substituted as the shooter had the basketball. So the officials will stop everything. Now Gaines gathers, fires, rims off. Rebounded by Thomas. So Hannibal down 6 with the rock. Lady Pirates won the two previous matchups with Moberly. Pass floated across to Sims. Sims will bring it back up top to Kaylee Falconer, swinging around to Hart. Moberly really aware and shading Bella Falconer inside. She has to step out to receive the pass, and then she tried to throw it back to the point, and she missed the target. And a late whistle, but they call an over and back finally. I don't know how it could have been anything else. So the call is correct from my vantage point. Tony Vestal with a smile. Maybe they were all waiting for the other to blow the whistle. So Hannibal, or Moberly, takes over. Inbounds pass, Koenig, open left corner. They close out. She tried to pass it into Gaines. Knocked away. Now we got a tie-up. Possession arrow. We'll keep it with Moberly. Lady Spartans all of a sudden have got sloppy with her passing. But still up by six with 2:16 to play in the third. Nothing on the inbounds play. Floated inside to Flood. Draws the defender. Works by. Pull it up. Left baseline. Good. The senior makes it 32-24, Moberly. First points for Flood in the second half. Eight for the game. Zone defense, Moberly. Top of the key, Hart. Off to Sims. Shovels it off to Becca Falconer. Moberly will double team, triple team, take it away. Now we have a held ball. Hannibal will inbound from the baseline and lose the arrow. Moffman will come in for the Lady Spartans, and Gaines will check out. Lobbit, shot blocked by Moffman, goes right to Falconer, can't finish, got her own rebound, blocked by Payne. Two block shots, and the Lady Spartans come up with it. Payne will push the dribble. Down the right side of the lane, off balance, gets called for traveling. Back to the Lady Pirates, down eight. Hannibal trailed seven at the half. Sims left high. Top of the key to Hart. Back to Sims. Beyond the arc, Falconer. Now around it comes to Hart. Top of the key to Kaylee Falconer. Now Becca Falconer in the post. Steps through a double team, flips it up with the right hand, and it dances and drops. First player in double figures for either team, 32-26. Moberly on top, 1 minute to play, third quarter. Billington, 35 feet away, will use the dribble. Crosses over to the top of the circle and lets it fly off the left side of the iron. Taken by Hart, who'll sprint up the floor with a dribble, steps through a double team to score the layup, but they wave it off. Too much on that big step to the hoop. Traveling call. 45 seconds left. Payne will flip it to Billington inside mid-circle. Lady Spartans will see how this develops. If they want a challenge or not, they will. Flood takes it left side with the right scoop, no, and a foul, and earns a trip to the line. Sydney Flood, 4 for 4. She's been trying to recover from sickness. You see her out there coughing at the free throw line. Is done with that, shoots it, and comes up short. Her first miss in 5 tries. She was really fighting it in the battle game 1 week ago, and the Kirksville postponement probably was good for Moberly because they had some 6 girls. Both free throws missed. Hannibal basketball down 6, and they beat Moberly down the floor for a field goal. That's Kaylee Falconer. 4-point game, 23 seconds left. Billington will hand it off to Flood. 15 seconds left, third quarter. Now we use the dribble with 10. With 8, with 7, Flood pitches off Billington with 4, with 3, drives the lane to the front of the basket, bank shot off the lip, no good, and that is the end of the third quarter. 32-28, Moberly will return for fourth quarter action in 1 minute on Quicks and Crests and CentralMoInfo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
My grandpa, Ralph Seidenstricker, started his first tractor dealership 75 years ago. Now we're proud to be by your side with 13 Missouri family-owned and operated John Deere locations. Come in February 4th through February 9th for customer appreciation discounts and specials. Also, it's the last week to schedule your winter service package for free pickup and delivery. Thanks for your support for the past 75 years. Visit any of our Seidenstricker's 13 locations or online at Seidenstricker's.com.
Ends 2/9/2019. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Lady Spartans got up by 10 early third, but the Lady Pirates able to chip away 32-28. It'll be Lady Spartans basketball here to start the fourth. Payne, Boffman, Billington, Koenig, and Flood. Lady Spartans in their white uniforms, Moberly in blue across the front, outlined in red, blue numbers. Curling up to catch, Flood. Now we'll back it off to Survey with a dribble. Crosses over, gets the lane. Slides a bounce pass to Koenig for the lay-in. Nifty assist, Sydney Flood, and Koenig with her first two-pointer to go with three triples, 34-28. Falconer in deep, throws it away. Tried to pass it along the baseline, intercepted by Billington, and Flood in the front court. Tried to pass it ahead to Koenig, knocked away by Barai out of bounds. Payne will inbound, closer to the corner than the hoop. In fact, right next to the corner. Always weird spacing from this spot. Lobs it into Flood, will go to work. Bouncing block to Boffman for the layup. Back-to-back assist for Flood. And Moberly scores the first two hoops of the fourth quarter, 36-28. And a steal by the Lady Spartans, saved in by Payne to Billington. So Flood dishing out the assist to start this fourth. Boffman drops it to Flood. Shot blocked away. Nice recovery by Barai, and she'll bring it ahead. Got the block and the basketball. Boy, Hannibal needed that one. Lady Spartans were going up double figures. Three ball from Barai. Good. She got the block shot. She collects three. Timeout taken by Tony Vestal. 36-31. Moberly with 6:34 to play. We'll return in 30 seconds.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Lady Spartans in this entire game have been called for three fouls. There have only been three fouls called in the second half. Combined, 6:28 to play, fourth quarter. Moberly up five, whistle away from the basketball, and a foul is called on an illegal screen by Sydney Martin, I think, trying to free Flood near side. It is on Martin. So now the fourth foul for the entire game on Moberly. Hannibal has two players with three fouls individually. Popping out to receive, Barai near side, gives it up to Sims. Swing it around now to Bella Falconer, who's popped out of the post. Kaylee Falconer to Bella Falconer. Left baseline, it goes to Barai. In the circle, Kaylee Falconer wheels and gives it off to Sims. Sims to the free throw line, tosses off to Bella Falconer. Now off to Kaylee Falconer, across circle, and then Barai for three. Missed it, volleyed into the air. Falconer has it, goes up and scores. Moberly did not get to the defensive glass. And Kaylee Falconer with the hoop makes it 36-36. 33. 5:39 left. Koenig passes in the post to Flood. Bounce it out of traffic to Boffman. To Koenig for three. Missed it strong. Martin able to chase it down in the corner to Billington. Lady Spartans will reload. Quick crossover, Billington to the lane. Bounces it off to Boffman and fouled on the shot attempt. Billington attracted the defenders as she got into the box and laid off the bounce pass to Boffman, who was fouled. Now with some foul trouble, let's see who that whistle was on. It was on Barai. She's not one of them in foul trouble. Her first. Free throw rims in for Boffman. And she's got seven. Payne will check in. Koenig will check out. Hannibal scored the last five before that free throw. Boffman shoots it in. 38-33. 5:16 left. Hannibal trying to pull even, or Moberly trying to pull even with Hannibal in the standings at 4-2 with a win. Hannibal trying to stay in that conference championship hunt. Still would be even with a loss, but they're 4-1. Pass up top, nearly intercepted by Billington. It's a loose ball scramble, out of bounds, and it'll go to Moberly. Boffman slow to get up. And she's going to gut through it. And Payne inbounds to Billington. Evan Servin clapping for his defense to get a stop. Down five. Billington crosses over to the lane, to the basket. Yes! 40-33. Billington in double figures. 4:31 left. After the two free throws, the driving layup by Billington. She's got 11 points. Bella Falconer gives it up to Sims. Working around the circle to Kaylee Falconer. To the baseline. Cut off by Flood. Give it out to Sims. Sims to the free throw line. Shoveled off to Bella Falconer. To Kaylee Falconer, her sister. 4 minutes exactly left. Barai's open left corner. Missed it. Nobody on the weak side for Moberly. Rebounded by Kaylee Falconer. Outside to Barai. Hannibal getting a lot of offensive rebounds tonight. And a bank shot by Barai. Middle of the lane. Good. Tony Vesta wanted traveling. 40-35. Barai's got nine. 3:38 left. Billington going to put it on a bounce again. Give it off to Boffman. Boffman to the lane. To the hoop. Scoops it up. No good. Rebounded by Thomas. Hannibal changes over, trying to make it a one-possession game. Bella Falconer hooks it up and in. Here comes Hannibal right back. Timeout. With 3:21 left, Bella Falconer with a dozen. And we'll return to Moberly High School in 1 minute.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
My grandpa, Ralph Seidenstricker, started his first tractor dealership 75 years ago. Now we're proud to be by your side with 13 Missouri family-owned and operated John Deere locations.
Come in February 4th through February 9th for customer appreciation discounts and specials. Also, it's the last week to schedule your winter service package for free pickup and delivery. Thanks for your support for the past 75 years. Visit any of our Seidenstricker's 13 locations or online at Seidenstricker's.com.
Ends 2/9/2019. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Anybody's ball game in this NCMC battle, 40-37 Moberly. Hannibal led early by as many as seven. Moberly led by as many as 10 at the start of the second half. Hannibal's last lead was at the end of the first quarter, 15-12. Lady Spartan basketball. Koenig back in. Billington, Payne, Flood, Boffman. This is Payne in the circle to Flood. Beyond the arc right side in front of the bench of Moberly is Koenig. Give it off to Flood. Works to the free throw line. Passes it across to Billington. Three ball, no good. Bigsby back into the game with a rebound. She's going to motor ahead with a rebound. Bumped and fouled by Billington. That'll be her second. .247 left. Both teams have three fouls, so we are a ways away from the bonus. Lady Spartans zone it up. Bigsby to Kaylee Falconer. Now it's Sims with the rock. Give it to Bigsby. Popping out beyond the arc. Barai to receive to Kaylee Falconer. Into the circle. Offs a pass to Sims. Right of the key to Falconer. Hooks it off to Bigsby. Quick movement back to the left side of the floor to Barai. Works into the paint. Missed the shot. Flood rips away the rebound and is fouled with 2:17 left. Fourth foul on Hannibal. It's on Bella Falconer, and that's her first. Every position, a possession big now. Billington to Koenig. Give it back to Billington at the point. Hannibal has shifted into his own defense. Boffman pops to the corner to Koenig. Skip pass across court to Billington. 2 minutes left. Lady Spartans by three. Billington will bring it out to the mid-court circle to Koenig right high. Across key pass to Payne. Short corner it goes Boffman. To Payne. Whip it to Billington between the circles. Back to Payne. One-arm pass across court. Koenig now to Billington at the point. 1:39 left. Moberly playing catch around the perimeter with Hannibal in the zone. Short corner Boffman. Uses up the dribble, and a timeout taken. Once she killed the dribble, was in trouble. Tony Vestal spent a timeout. The Lady Spartans worked about 40 seconds, 45 seconds off the clock before using that timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. NCMC basketball, a good one on Quicks Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Moberly got up 36-28 early in the quarter. Then Hannibal came back, made it a one-possession game, 36-33. Then Moberly, with two free throws and a bucket, made it 40-33. Hannibal has scored the last four. We haven't had any scoring in a couple of minutes. 40-37, Lady Spartans basketball. Four team fouls on Hannibal, three on Moberly. Possession arrow favors the Lady Pirates. Payne on an inbounds bounce pass to Flood is covered up. Brings it out beyond the arc. Now on a bounce to Boffman on the Spartan logo to Flood. Dribbles it to the left baseline, cut off. Back to Boffman, left wing. Boffman will use the dribble. Gives it off to Flood at the Spartan logo. 1:11 to play. Back to a man-to-man defense for Hannibal. Flood goes left to right across the front with the dribble all the way to the far sideline. Give it back up to Billington. 1 minute to play. Lady Spartans have taken over a minute off the clock on this possession without a shot. Billington covered up, goes backdoor Flood, nearly deflected away, loose ball scramble, Lady Pirates have it, still loose on the floor, now a tie-up, and the arrow to the Lady Pirates, 46 seconds left. Three-point game. Just keep in mind that foul count, both teams have fouls to give. Kaylee Falconer crosses over into midcourt, zone defense Moberly. Sims back to Falconer. Bigsby 25 feet away. Top of the key to Falconer. Across to Barai. Elbow to Bigsby. To Falconer. Blocked into the air. Loose ball out of bounds. Whose is it? Hannibal basketball. 29 seconds to play. Probably a good call. 50-50 going out of bounds. Three-point game. Kaylee Falconer to inbound. Into Barai. Works it to the right baseline, in behind the backboard. Shovels it back to Bella Falconer. Missed it. Rebound. Boffman, 20 seconds left. Billington, going to be fouled on the backcourt. And one free throw made would make it a two-possession game, but forget that, only the fifth team foul. Lady Spartans can work some more clock, but you got to get it in, and they do to Flood. 18-17. Bella Falconer realizes you got a foul. There's still another foul before Moberly shoots. 16 seconds left. I don't know why we're bringing the ball this direction. We still got to inbound one more time. Now they realize it. 16 seconds left. Sometimes lack of fouls is good, and sometimes it can hurt you. And Hannibal got a foul again. In it comes to Flood. Fouled, 14.8. All right, now we shoot. It's a 1-1. One free throw makes it a two-possession game. Sydney Martin will come in for Moberly. And Koenig will check out. Boffman tonight, 4 of 6 from the line and 82% on the season. Coach Evan Servin will talk strategy and at the same time try to ice the shooter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and return to Moberly High School right after this.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Sydney Flood at the free throw line. And with one, can make it a two-possession game. Keep in mind, though, it is a 1-1. Also, keep in mind, if there's a miss, Moberly has fouls to give. But Flood can end the drama here. Missed it. Hannibal with a rebound. Jump ball is called. It's Moberly's arrow at 13.6. Boffman snuck around Falconer and got the tie-up. Payne will inbound. Big play by Boffman. Lob it in to Koenig, who's fouled with 12.4. And Koenig, who has had one of her bigger nights of the season, can put an exclamation point on it here at the free throw line. She has 11 points. Free throw, good, and she earns a bonus, and it's a two-possession game. The next is up. Swish. Timeout. Moberly, 12 seconds left. And Lauren Koenig with 13 points for the Lady Spartans, averaging 3.5 per game. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be back right after this.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Well, the Lady Spartans, again, even with a five-point lead, if Tony Vestal so chooses, you could foul as Hannibal is trying to bring the ball up the floor at least a couple of times and would force them to use some time. We'll see what kind of strategy they talked about. Bigsby will inbound, and Hannibal's got to go the length of the floor, trailing by five. Inbounds pass, Kaylee Falconer, and she'll dribble it up unmolested, bring it up the floor to Sims. Sims in a double team, hooks a pass inside, poked away by Flood. Falconer goes and gets it across court to Barra. Hannibal using a lot of time. Shot banked in at the buzzer, but it's going to be too little, too late. A two-pointer for Barai makes the final score 42-39. The Lady Spartans with their 13th win of the season, and Moberly pulls even with Hannibal in the NCMC standings at 4-2. Postgame begins in 1 minute on Quicks and Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people. AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Hannibal got off to a good start, 9-2, and led 15-12 after one. Moberly scored the last 10 points of the first half to lead 25-17 at the break. Lady Pirates only scored 2 points in the second quarter. Lead grew as large as 10 early in the third quarter for Moberly, but Hannibal had it down to 32-28 after three, and they got it down to one possession there in that fourth quarter at 36-33, and then late 40-37. But Lauren Koenig hit two free throws to make it a two-possession game, and she is our player of the game. Lauren Koenig hit three threes in the first half to key that second quarter run, and then she buried the winning free throws that put the game away. And Lauren Koenig finished with a game high 13 points. She is our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. 13 for Koenig, 11 points for Mary Billington, 8 for both Sydney Boffman and Sydney Flood, and 2 for Alicia Oliver. For Hannibal, Bella Falconer with 12, 11 for Carrie Barai, 7 for Adam Bigsby, 6 for Kaylee Falconer, and 3 for Sydney Hart. Hannibal drops to 9-7, 4-2 in the conference. Moberly improves to 4-2 in the conference, 13-7 overall. Big win going in to district seedings this weekend. And keep in mind, along with the Koenig free throws, it was set up by Sydney Boffman on a missed front end of a 1-1 by Sydney Flood up 3. Falconer with a rebound. Boffman came around from behind and got a tie-up. And the possession arrow favored Moberly, and then Koenig was fouled and hit the free throws. 42-39, final score. We are going to step aside for 1 minute. Come back with our boys' pregame show next.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So